Hello, this is Matt, WB2SRI, back again with another receiver comparison. We're back up on the roof with eight radios that we're going to compare against the ICOM R9500, which is in the shack and hooked up to a magnetic loop antenna up here on the roof as well. The eight radios are our usual lineup, the FIM-41, Potomac Instruments, the Panasonic RF-2200, the Sony EX-5 Mark II, the C-Crane Radio 2E, the Sandrine PRD-4W, the Sandrine ATS-909X, the Texan PL-990X, and the XH Data D-808. Again, all of the radios are using their internal antennas, so we're comparing not just the receiver, but the antenna itself. And we are recording everything simultaneously so you can listen to a solo track of each radio. Now, this time around, it's daytime. I'm up on the roof, and we are tuning deliberately an incredibly marginal signal with strong adjacent channel. So in particular, what we're listening to is 670 kilohertz, WRJR. At least I think it's WRJR. I haven't gotten an ID on them yet, but the format is right. In Claremont, Virginia, 20 kilowatt, mostly daytimer. Now, the this is disadvantaged by the fact that it is a very weak and marginal signal, and it is just below WCBM in Baltimore, which is a 50 kilowatt daytime broadcaster, which is right on the adjacent channel, 10 kilohertz above. So this is a stretch for every radio, particularly under current band conditions. So without further ado, let's listen to the radios. As usual, on this track, on the left channel, I will keep the ICOM R9500, and we will alternate radios on the right channel, one at a time for about a minute each. And when, but you can listen to the solo track for each one, which I'll also make available. And I'll, give a little bit of commentary, but mostly I'm going to shut up. So again, on the left channel, the ICOM R9500, and we're going to start out on the right channel with the FIM-41. Thank you. All right, and now the Sony EX5 Mark II. That was the last of our analog radios. Now on to the digitals, the Supreme Radio 2E. All right, and next up, the other Sandgene, the ATS-909X. Now the Texan PL990X. Thank you. And finally, the XH Data D808. All right, that's it for today. We've listened to a bunch of different radios, and I think this has been the least readable signal overall. You could pull a little bit out of everything, but some were really clearly better than others. So here we were testing both the sensitivity and the selectivity of all of the various radios. Again, if you're interested in one in particular, you can listen to the solo tracks, which I've made available. On this track, we just got about a minute or so of each of them. Anyway, that's all I've got today. Happy Thanksgiving, even though you're not listening to this on Thanksgiving. It's actually the Friday after Thanksgiving where I'm recording this. And until next time, this is Matt, WB2SRI, signing off.